Shalom Aleichem, everybody. This week we have the zechus to begin a new sefer in the Chumash, Sefer Bamidbar. In the very beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, in the very beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, Hashem commands Moshe and Aaron to count Bnei Yisrael, to take a census of Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem says that when Aaron and Moshe count, Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalid, V'itchem Yehiyu Ish Ish Lamateh Ish Rosh Leves Avosav Hu. Hashem says that you will be joined, you, Aaron, and Moshe, will be joined by a man from each shevet, the Nasi, the head of each shevet. Each shevet was made up of families called Beis Avos, and the head of each family was called the Rosh Beis Av. And in each shevet, the head of all of the heads of that shevet was called the Rosh Leves Avosav, the Nasi. So our pasuk says, the Nasi, the Rosh, Leves Avosav, accompanied Moshe and Aaron when the census was taken. The Sforno, Rav Ovadia ben Yaakov Sforno, who died in 1550, explains, the reason the Nasi had to accompany the census was because no one challenged the authority of the Nasi. And so, when the census took place in the presence of the Nasi, with each Nasi testifying to the age of the people being counted, no one would dare to challenge the accuracy of the data provided. And while the Sforno's comments are understandable, it also reflects perhaps a sad reality that every single leader, even Moshe and Aaron, could be under suspicion, and therefore they must do everything, absolutely everything in their power to remove any and all suspicion. And this happens throughout the Torah. It's a lesson for every leader of every generation. For example, the Mishnah in the third parak in Maseches Shkalim says that when the Gabbai would collect the money from the boxes that held the Shkalim that Bnei Yisrael donated to the Beis HaMikdash, the Gabbai would not be allowed to wear clothing that had hems or pockets or folds. He would not be allowed to wear shoes or sandals or even tefillin or an amulet so that no one would suspect him of stealing the shkalim. And there's another example. The Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Pekudei in Parsha Nun Aleph says that even Moshe Rabbeinu never counted the donation to the Mishkan by himself. He always had someone else in the room with him. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Did anyone at all suspect him? Hopefully not. But it doesn't matter. We do everything we can to avoid suspicion. And there's many, many other examples in the Torah and in Halacha. We do everything we can to avoid suspicion. Perhaps the Sforno, in the beginning of our parsha, is highlighting this point as well. You, Moshe and Aaron, when you count Bnei Yisrael, v'itchem yihiyu, you will not be alone. You may not be alone. Bring the Nasi with you, so no one will have even a shadow of a doubt. And related to this topic is another question that we can ask on our pasuk. Again, Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, "V'itchem yihiyu ish ish lamateh ish rosh leves avosav hu." When you count each shevet, will be the nasi of that shevet. Ish rosh leves avosav hu. Why does the Torah add the word who? Why not just say ish rosh leves avosav? This question is asked by Rav Simcha Bunim Sofer, who died in 1906. He is the grandson of the Chasim Sofer, and he was the Rav of Pressburg, known today as Bratislava, the capital of Slovakia. Rav Sofer is best known for his responsa called Shevet Sofer, but he also has written many other Sfarim, including the Sefer Sha'arei Simcha on the Chumash. And in the Sha'arei Simcha, in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, Rav Sofer says the following beautiful idea to explain the seemingly extra word, who, in our pasuk. Very often, communities will appoint a leader who is not worthy of being a leader in their own right. Rather, they're appointed because of political necessities or political pressures, or maybe they're appointed because they're wealthy or they're influential, or maybe they're appointed just because they're very charismatic, they're very magnetic. However, the Torah is telling us here, right in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, that is not how leaders are to be appointed, and that is not how our leaders were appointed in the Midbar. Every single Nasi was Rosh Leves Avosav, who? Each one was appointed because of who? Because of his ability to lead, to inspire, to set an example, Each one earned his position, not by connections and not by resources, but by hard work, by a sincere desire to serve Hashem and to help Hashem's people. That's it. Each one was Rosh Leves Avosav, who he and he alone earned the privilege and earned the responsibility to lead B'nai Yisrael. Those are the kind of leaders we should be looking for as well. Have an amazing day, everyone.